I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now.
And Greg has even done a food journal as a result of this
whole
thing. Did
he though? Did you do it, Greg? Did you fill it out?
I did do it.
Wow.
I don't know if we'll have time.
Is that what that 500-page thing in there is?
Cultural change is hard.
Fistful is not a serving size. Just FYI.
I thought it was interesting you had an entire pizza by yourself after you got a call from downstairs Joe.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
Guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
The coronary challenged Greg Hill.
12:38, 5 harvest snaps, red lentil crisps.
Yeah, what?
No. 5 of those.
Who could only have 5 of those?
That's right. Called he found a sample packet in the back of the cabinet.
I found 5 of those, and I ate them. They were delicious.
Since when do you eat anything lentil-based?
I was satiated when I had those.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Stop it.
Featuring resident know-it-all, Danielle Murr.
Then 6 Annie's organic cheddar cheese smiles.
No, again,
delicious.
6 they, packets?
No,
6
no,
ounces?
Who eats
6?
Those are,
what?
Those are delicious. I only had 6 of them.
Is that because you have tiny hands? It was a small handful?
A baker's dozen, if you will, or whatever they call it.
No, that's 13.
Joined by...
They jealous of us!
Wiggy.
Well, Arkansas, at total cases, 683.
Wow.
World-o-meters.
World-o-meter, baby.
He loves that thing. It gives you everything. And, you know, he said Arkansas. And
Wiggy's not allowed to watch porn at home, so now he's
the porn site X Art.
Yeah, there's no porn at that.
And behind the glass, the two most annoying people in New England, Ken and Curtis.
First of all, the fact that you were on the Harry and David
totally
direct
necessary.
Mail list.
Not important says, to the story
says,
at all.
Says everything that we need to know about you.
He That's sends everything. Apology fruit.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
It's a virus. I get it. Like... I respect it.
Where the f*** are they all?
Mozzarella on top. Inside the eggplant is the ricotta.
All the fields.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Just ride it. Ride that sucker right through.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing bears and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
You got that right.
What's going on, everybody? Wiggy, how you doing?
What up, Greg?
Curtis, you all right?
Oh, baby. Feeling great, Greg. How about you?
Ken Jong-un?
I feel good.
All right. Danielle, you okay? Temperature
hey,
all
Ken.
Right? Everything all right?
Everything's good. We're cranking over here.
It's a Tuesday. Week,
oh, that's it?
Is it week 3 or week 4? I guess
I don't know.
It's a week. What day? How many days has America been locked in? Or some of America been locked in? I'm probably working on 23, 24 days
wow,
or something
been
like
that. Long, huh?
If you told me it was Sunday, so. I would believe you. I have no idea what day it is.
I know. What day it is, what the date is, what month it is.
I mean, weekends suck, too. There's nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, we got a lot to cover this morning. If you'd like to call and you'd like to participate at any point, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text... on the text line, which is 37937. on the show this morning, the dumbest of the day coming up in about 45 minutes at 6:45. Curtis is calling for another reading of my food journal. I don't think that's necessary.
Absolutely.
But
people loved it.
I don't feel like that's necessary.
No, you offered to do it. So,
how's your diet going?
It's going good, man. I might have to step in as your personal trainer on this food journal. Is it a food journal or is it a food blog?
No, it's a food journal.
You could be Greg's sponsor.
There you go.
Curtis suggested I write everything down that I eat during quarantine.
Can we be honest today, Greg?
Curtis, I'm telling. Well, first of all, just give me this. I stated yesterday that I wanted to start a quarantine diet. Because I packed on a few over the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to stick with that yesterday. So you're honestly not going to be shocked by what is on the food journal.
Okay, can't
today.
Wait.
All right?
Who's advising you on this?
Upstairs, Joe.
Why do you need advice? You can't. See, Ken thinks that no one can think for themselves. Ken needs to be told what to say, what to do.
Yet again,
by the government
denying
at
science.
All times. All right. At some point maybe we'll get to a reading of the food journal, but right now we got to get to this.
This is The Lead.
Well, I'm guessing, Ken, that your lead involves America's pastime in some way, shape, or form.
Does it ever, Greg? Oh. I am actually excited. I mean, I know there's a very serious situation going on, and not to overlook that at all, but this Jeff Passan ESPN report is a bombshell yet again. My Sport Baseball is ahead of the curve. They are proactive. They will be the first group back. Get ready for the Arizona Summer League, May or June at the latest, according to officials who have support from the feds, which means Trump, but I don't know if that matters, but still, health officials as well. All 30 teams, all in Phoenix, no fans, but strict isolation. They're going in the biosphere. We are going to have baseball back next month.
Is there a bubble or something where they're going to play?
Maybe.
No, they're
going to
play in Arizona, right?
Bunch of different stadiums in Arizona.
Is Pauly Shore the commissioner?
Good movie.
Excellent.
Actually, I think were there two of them?
Biodome was a great place.
Yeah. I'm okay with this. I think it's all right.
If they want to do it,
if everybody signs a waiver or something like that, I mean, is that not?
I'm all over this one, man.
Okay,
I love it, man. Yeah,
Get some. Even if, I mean, honestly, at this point, I would probably watch a 9-inning baseball game in order to just be able to watch some sports on television that is happening right now. I would actually be excited about it.
And change the game. They're talking about electronic strike zones and all kind of creative things. And they're going to set the tone for other sports. Once baseball comes back, every other sport is going to step over themselves to find a way to do it, too.
Well, yesterday stunk. I got home and I read Tom Brady's Players Tribune letter, sponsored by Under Armour. And I couldn't believe it all over again. It's just, it will never make sense to me. I know I suck at getting over things. I will never be over this. But within the story, Tom Brady wrote, "Playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is a change, a challenge, an opportunity to lead and collaborate, and also to be seen and heard." Ooh. That is a direct shot at Bill Belichick.
Yes.
The reason the Patriots have...
Is that the same Bill Belichick who is mentioned only once in that farewell piece?
Yes.
And is mentioned in reference to not calling Tom Brady.
Well,
after,
you're a sixth-round pick. You don't get a call from the head coach, let's be honest.
It is so clear for all the Patriots honks in the media and in the fan base around here that think that I am the one creating this divide, this chasm between Belichick and Brady. Read this story. Mm-hmm. Read Tom Brady's own words. And this is a well-crafted PR piece. This isn't like Tom Brady, you know, his true feelings.
Yeah.
And even within that, he can't disguise his true feelings for Belichick. Tom Brady is going to have one of the best years of his career. He has never been more driven to show the world it was him and not the coach.
When is that year going to be? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be 2021, 2022? I hope it's this year.
I want to text up with some of my buddies. The new thing for all the Patriots fans is that, please God, don't give us another season so Brady never plays for another team.
All right. Well, he did thank everybody in that article, including parking lot attendants, but not Bill Belichick.
Or so you. I thought that was kind of
rude.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
no,
that was rude.
No mention of this show or anything.
He did say your food journal was BS.
if he ever saw the food journal, he'd be apoplectic. What do you got?
I'm going to have to co-sign with Ken because I was, you know, that finally there's some light at the end of the tunnel for my sport, which is football.
Yeah.
Unlike baseball, you know, that I'm not a diehard baseball fan, but to know that there could be baseball as early as May, and that the federal officials for the CDC and then the National Institute for Health are all supportive of this, that means, and we know that the president had a conference call with all the commissioners, so when everybody says football is going to kick off on time, hopefully, with baseball starting in May and possibly June, that just leads to, ultimately, professional football and college football for me starting on time with fans in the seats, you know, and we now are some way getting back to some type of normalcy. I know there'll be some changes.
But you're not going to have fans in the seats out there, right, Ken?
Not for baseball. But eventually, if once you get the sport on the field, then the next step is bringing the fans in.
I hope the tickets are $10 because nobody's going to have any money left at that point.
Seriously.
Danielle, what do you got?
Speaking of things being expensive or less expensive, you remember Martin Shkreli, the pharma executive that jacked up the price of the AIDS drug by like 5,000% back in 2015?
He bought the Wu-Tang album.
Well, they ain't nothing to F with, Wiggy, as we know. Martin Shkreli is currently serving a 7-year prison sentence, I think, for defrauding investors. He was sentenced in 2017. And he would like a 3-month furlough because he says what the biopharma industry's response is or has been to COVID thus far is not adequate. And he would like 3 months out of his low security prison so that he can work on some kind of cure or remedy.
Oh.
He posted an 11-page scientific paper online and said that people need him now for this. No word on what the drug will cost if he actually manufactures it. but he said he's asking for a brief furlough because even the incarcerated don't want to come out into a post-COVID world. So now we're using COVID as a reason to get out of prison.
Well, it's happening everywhere else.
Well, they let Tekashi 6ix9ine out early because of that.
That's teriyaki Wiggy.
Yeah, teriyaki 6ix9ine got out early.
It's kind of like when the hackers are hired by the government. When the government goes out and gets the very best hackers and puts them to work for them.
Right.
All right. I don't think we need to let him out, but good luck. If they're going to let him out, I want Joe Exotic out. I know Wiggy doesn't want Joe Exotic out.
Yeah, we're out on Joe Exotic now.
Well, yesterday in America, which was once known, Ken, as the land of the free, the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, said this during a press conference.
We need to make sure that everybody continues to let us know where those folks are. If you've observed recurring violations of the Safer at Home order, please continue to let us know at coronavirus.lacity.org/business-violation. You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
Is there any money with that?
Okay. Where's the incentive?
Basically, if you see a comrade who is not following the strict orders of the party authorities, turn them in, Ken. Turn them in. Turn your neighbors in. If they happen to be socializing with another person.
If they're derelict on their social duties.
Okay. All right. I mean, do we live in a free country anymore?
Not right now. It is wartime.
Right? I don't even know what that would mean, because how do you know if they're not family if you see people gathering?
You just turn them in. Turn them in, Wiggy. You get rewarded.
All right.
You get paid off for narking your neighbors out if they dare to be interacting with somebody on a human level at some point.
The manner in which the mayor was talking about that, with the glee. It's like, yes, please, rat on your neighbors. You'll have a reward.
There's no disclaimer on the bottom like they do with the regular award that says this has to now lead to a conviction before you can get your bread.
No, I mean, we live in interesting times. It's the new normal.
Mayor Walsh agrees with him.
I hope not. All right. Coming up, why some are saying that it's time to shut the grocery stores down because they're too dangerous. Mm. We will get to that after we find out what is trending this morning.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Subaru of New England retailers committed to being a resource for our neighbors. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Greg, I don't think you're properly excited about this news, this Jeff Passan news. Right. This is a total bombshell here.
Baseball is back. You're excited.
Well, they're going to lead the way.
Right.
They're going to play 7-inning doubleheaders. So.
That's a possibility.
Well, here's what I don't understand. If that's okay, why can't the Masters happen at some point in May?
Good question. That's been pushed back to November.
Why can't you get a couple guys walking down a golf hole at a golf course that are 6 feet apart? They can putt at different times, so nobody... I don't understand. No fans, that's right. Fine.
Isolate them for 2 or 3 weeks before the event.
Yeah, play the Masters.
Right.
I mean, they're
right.
They could, but...
Those guys isolate anyway. They all get, 10,000 square foot mansions down there when they're playing. I mean, why not do it?
Because somebody, it takes guts and balls to be the first, right? So somebody's got to be the first, whatever sport that is, and baseball's jumping out on the ledge and going, all right, if everybody will be the first, and we'll take, a little bit of, because it's always going to be backlash, but somebody's got to jump out there.
Two big concerns with baseball, of course, they're worried about the old people, old managers, old coaches,
well, that's
old
broadcasters. The managers and umpires.
Right.
Old fans.
No, old fans, all young fans, and the fact that there won't be any fans in the stands, what about the money? How do they split up, lack of revenue among everybody? Here's a little bit of Passan on ESPN.
Players in the league need to come to an agreement on exactly how the finances are going to work and exactly how they're going to ensure the health and who's going to be inside that. If they get to the point where they are ready to go inside the biosphere, here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a two-week period, and this could be a two-week period that is used as the new spring training, where players, coaches, managers, everybody inside of there are getting tested.
And they'll be tested frequently, I guess, which... That may be another controversy, too. How are they getting all the tests if other people need them? So that's still to be worked out as well.
Well, can't they all be on your immunity database?
I would hope.
Your national immunity.
But if they're not immune,
your national immunity listing or whatever it is.
And they have to probably sequester for 4.5 months. Would you leave your family for 4 months just to go play baseball, get your work done?
Yes. I think most people would leave.
Right.
At this point, they'd leave their family for 4 hours if they had the opportunity.
They said a reason why they would leave or guys would leave is because they would ultimately be getting paid.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, maybe less.
So the only money is going to come from TV revenue
or
sponsor dollars, right?
Correct.
They're not going to be able to get any gate money or any concessions.
But they would have a monopoly on the TV media coverage. I mean, it would be unprecedented because it's the only action going on in the whole country.
But if they start in May and June, there's a good chance by August they're going to have fans back in the stadiums.
Yeah,
I would think.
Maybe.
WEI Red Sox Classics also continue tonight. All the good news is flowing across the Shaws and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. We're on to the ALCS, Hillman, tonight, 7 p.m. with Mutt as studio host, ALCS Game 2, Garrett Cole v. David Price at Fenway Park. And that's
somebody
what's trending
out. Somebody help Mutt out, and he's not betting on the old games that they're replaying, right? He didn't bet on that.
No, he did.
He didn't bet on the Celtics in that Game 7 that they played on Sunday, right?
ALCS Game 2, Mutt's taking the Astros big.
All right. Somebody help him out.
Also time for our WEI Exogen Weather Report. Mostly sunny and a high of 63, Hillman. So you get to go out for 10 minutes today.
Good
for
you. Beautiful. Put your mask on. I wore a mask. I went out yesterday for a little run jog, and I wore a mask.
Did you pass out?
I shared a photo with you guys of the mask, just so you knew, so that nobody would narc me out.
I would love a live shot of you actually jogging.
I'm
not going to get that,
maybe
Curtis.
Maybe I'll go Instagram Live later on today with a run.
Your weather brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership open to everyone that lives, works, or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncu.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston.
Where the mayor of Los Angeles wants you to snitch on your neighbors for a reward if you see them going out of their home. That's where we are. In fact, a 401 texter during the break informed us that they called the police on their neighbor over the weekend because they had 15 people over drinking on a deck.
Whoa.
Does he have that little clicker watching people walk in, counting?
Yep.
Yeah.
God.
Private bouncer. Greg would knock out Curtis for a bag of lentil crisps.
You would have three.
I mean, I get it. Sort of.
I don't know if you do.
I just don't know that that law enforcement would like their time wasted responding to somebody's home during this crisis.
If you want to do this and you want to have 15 people on your deck and you want to act like a jackass and you know that potentially what could happen and, you know, then go do it. You know what I mean? That's you. You want to live over there and you want to wild out and put yourself at risk? That's fine. I know I ain't got to get involved with them. See, I think that's what it's all about, right?
Well, I think those who have suggested some kind of an idiot waiver where if you wanted to gather with a group of another 20 people, you could all sign some sort of an idiot waiver that you would not utilize the health services that should be reserved for those who aren't.
Right.
But you can still get other people sick. What, are you going to stay in that building for the entire month or the year?
No, but you're only getting people sick that you know when you come in contact
with. Not when you go out into the grocery store or the rest of the public.
Or anyplace else.
Well, as long as you're keeping 6 feet of distance, how are you getting sick?
What if we just sent everybody down to South Florida and we had anybody that wants to party can go there and then everybody else leaves? So we have all the partiers, they can all spread COVID amongst one another, and then everybody else leaves that part of the country.
I'm fine with that. Put barbed wire around the whole state.
Yep. Like an island?
It sounds like you can just go to Georgia. The governor of Georgia opened all the beaches up.
Right.
In fact, the mayor of... Is it called Tiberia Island? Is that the name of it?
I don't know.
I saw last night the mayor of a tourist place in Georgia is very upset because the governor said the beaches were open, and all of a sudden, all the super spreaders started to travel to that one destination. So,
but aren't the Tybee Island?
What is it called?
Tybee Island?
Yes, yes.
But aren't the parks open here?
The parks are open here.
So
yes,
they are. What's the diff between a beach and a park? One's got water and the other one don't?
You would think that if you were going to be socially distant, a beach has a lot of area where you can be socially distant.
Right.
But we don't trust people to follow any guidelines.
Castle Island, they've proven they can't.
Lots of people on the beach yesterday, Greg, walking around.
Were there a lot of people out there yesterday?
Yep.
Did they have masks on?
Some did.
Had masks on.
I saw someone this morning, but we can get to it later on the show, that was trying to select lotto numbers at a 7-Eleven with a mask on.
Oh.
It was a mass hole, just perfection.
I have seen a lot of people who are still playing their numbers and such during this pandemic.
There's difficulty understanding the gentleman with the mask on, and there was a lot of frustration on both sides.
So. No verbal bets.
We have, for those of you who are listening in Maine... We have a couple stations that this show is on in Maine. There are coastal communities in Maine that are sending letters to those who own homes there and asking that they not utilize their summer home until at least May 1st. So,
speaking for a friend?
I'm speaking for a friend.
The Hill House shut down.
I'm speaking for a friend. I said I would not be specific about this, but there are letters going out. So the government of Maine is trying to protect their year-round residents.
Okay.
By suggesting
Well, then that person should send a letter to the government and say, hey, listen, I don't want you taxing me.
Right, give my taxes back.
You know.
That's good for these couple of months.
Yeah.
With no property.
I thought it was weird that your letter, Greg, requested you not take your shirt off until July.
Here's a 401 text that says, Greg, you don't get it. Frankly, it's abhorrent that you're making a joke about this. Yeah, no, I don't get what. I don't know. They have to be. Go ahead, call the show. You could be. We'll call an angry texter like we used to do on the old show.
Oh, I like it.
I do. This is my thing. I try to laugh in the face of danger. Mm-hmm. I try to have fun. I try to. My mission in coming in here every day is to try to find things that we can all talk about, have fun with, laugh about. do our best to try to lighten the mood a little. It is not, I don't think it's abhorrent to not only to laugh about things or to find things that are funny, but also to discuss issues that come up during this once in a lifetime occurrence in our nation. So, for instance, there is an issue that has come up where some would like some sort of a new way in which Americans get their groceries. Mm-hmm. There are people who are very upset this morning because there are a couple cases in which grocery workers have died as a result of COVID-19.
Right.
And so there are some who are suggesting that if we are going to limit the activities that people can participate in, and we're going to say you cannot be together in any kind of a group whatsoever, why are we still allowing people to go into grocery stores? Now, food is clearly essential, but some of these people are saying that they ought to mandate delivery-only system when it comes to groceries. Where do you stand on that?
I think that the problem is, and I was at Home Depot yesterday. I mean, I understand that you're trying to limit.
What, were you getting essential things?
Yeah, I was getting.
What are you doing at Home Depot?
I was getting essential. The same thing you do to go to the grocery store. And what I've kind of, and I went to the liquor store a couple days ago, which is essential, right?
Wiggy, working from home, please.
But here's the
thing.
Did
you get Greg some Truly?
Here's the thing, right? If you've been to the grocery store, you go anywhere, yes, you're still kind of thinking about it, but you're still passing people. Like, you're adhering to the six-foot rule, but there's always...
Not in grocery stores, though.
Right, but that's
everybody's
what I mean.
Walking down the aisles. Everybody is... I mean, think about it. First of all, the grocery stores are packed.
Well, see, Home Depot wasn't that packed, but there were still people that I had to walk by, and that might have been coming down the aisle when I was going by. Then people are wearing masks and gloves and that kind of stuff. Unless you shut everything down, no grocery stores, don't have nothing open, you're still going to come in contact with people. I don't understand. Like, I understand Ken's, unless you live in a world where, Ken, you don't leave the house, you're still coming in contact with people.
Ken doesn't go anywhere. He goes for a walk.
Once a week, grocery store.
And he walks across. He runs over to the other side of the street if there's anybody else on the street.
Correct.
But let me ask him
now,
this question.
Why are you saying that tone? That's the proper. That's unbelievable. It's shaming.
Nobody has said that if you're walking out on a street that you need to run to the other side of the street if anybody's near you. Nobody has said that.
6 feet.
He just said you
can pass people on a walk.
It's a risk.
But he just said he goes to the grocery store, and if I asked him, I said, you go in this grocery store, there's not one or two people that you walk past that you're less than 6 feet. If he says no, he's lying.
No,
right.
No, of course.
Right. So what's the difference if you go to the grocery store once a week, or if somebody's, you know, maybe going out and kind of living their life as is, you're still coming into contact with people.
Well, the difference is, Wiggy, that the grocery store has required items for you to live. That's not at the Home Depot. That's
well, the
not
Home
at the
Depot,
beach.
You need certain things that you need things for survival. I needed another trash bin.
But they're not only selling essential things at the grocery store.
You can't have trash build up in your house.
I think people are going to the grocery store more than they normally would so that they can get the freak out of their house.
Right.
Don't you think?
And then going
aren't only buying essential things at the grocery store.
And the problem is that they feel like they gotta go every day because they're running out of something or running out of stuff. So they're going every I gotta get this, I gotta get that,
There's no sour cream within a 15-mile radius of Greg's house.
Well, that's a good point. Wrong. You should be limited to one trip a week. I think that's a good rule. You should start putting that in. You go once.
Well, Dr. Birx said last night during the briefing that it should be one person.
Right.
This week, it should be one person from a family who goes to the grocery store, and the whole family should not be traipsing off to the grocery store together.
I mean, who didn't know that anyway? Who's bringing the family of five?
Do we have to tell people that?
Well, what if somebody has to go to the grocery store, a mother, and she has two little kids? She can't leave them at home.
No, but if you have the option.
If you have the option, but there are a lot of people out there, Danielle, that don't have the
I'm
option.
Aware.
And Governor
I'm aware.
Baker instituted the Fitzy rule, no small talk or jokes while at the grocery store.
And you got to think
that
there are a lot of people out there that don't have transportation to get to the grocery store, right? So they got to, whether they're walking or taking public transportation,
might be hard to do a big shop for them.
Yeah, I understand that you got to try to, and I think what we're doing is fine, And I think it's good, and you kind of see some of these numbers maybe at least kind of coming down a little bit as mm-hmm. far as new cases. Mm-hmm. But to think that, you know, people are going, oh, you can't go to the beach, but you can go to the grocery store, makes no sense. Because if you go to the grocery store, you're walking past people the same way you would be at the beach.
Right. But they're going to say the beach is not essential. Although getting outside and getting some fresh air, that is essential. Getting exercise, that's essential.
Mm-hmm. But house parties are not, and you're shaming the mayor of L.A. for narking with people who are having house parties. That's unbelievable.
But that's a house party. So if you want to be a moron that's going to have a house party or go to a beach in a huge group and do all this, then that's you. You're running the risk. I don't have to worry about it because I don't know.
Yes, you do, because they're going to go to the grocery store tomorrow.
Right.
But that's everybody. I don't know what you're doing, Ken.
Well, I'm telling you what I'm doing.
I'll tell you, there's a big problem in this country. We don't have time to address it right now, but maybe we'll do it at 7. But there's a big problem with the nudists.
Oh, great.
The nudists in this country are causing major issues. So we will talk about that coming up at 7. All right.
What about Dale?
So is there anybody who believes that the government should be mandating grocery delivery only? As a way to, like, during this week or during this period up until we hit April 16th or whatever it is, 10 day, we're 10 days away, they were saying yesterday, from the surge, from the peak. Do you think that they ought to mandate grocery delivery during this time? I don't.
I don't know
if they have the capacity to handle the volume.
Right, you'd have to call in, like, the National Guard to help them.
If they had that in place, but, I mean, you have people now that are ordering through Instacart and other delivery services that are, I don't know, you know, what the up-to-the-moment wait is, but I know people were waiting 2 and 3 days at one point, you know, to get delivery slots.
I know, and what about the nut allergy people that you can't have their bag of food with anybody else's because they'll get airborne nut allergies?
They'll die.
Apparently, this texter says that the Walmart Supercenter in Putnam, Connecticut has one-way aisles. So you can only go one way down the aisle.
Oh, my God.
There are a lot of stores that are actually doing that now.
Are there a lot of stores?
Can you go left on red?
And there are some grocery chains that are, they put a big line outside.
Oh, they're all packed. They're like trying to get in. They look like nightclubs.
But they're only allowing certain amount of people in.
Yeah.
But they're not all doing that.
Greg goes right to the front of the line and says he knows a guy.
It's like, hey, am I on the list here at Costco's? The Costco's VIP list. I drove by Kowloon's. The line was wrapped around the corner.
I need my Annie's Organic.
They're selling the Mai Tai mix at the Kowloon. Yeah, Game changer.
I'm like, Andy, you got like a VIP section or a back way in?
We need a lie detector on Wiggy, by the way. He didn't drive by Kowloon.
No, I did.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I did. I know you got the Awaken 180 deal.
Yeah, I had Kowloon like a week and a half ago, but I did drive by it this past weekend.
Did you have the window down?
Yeah. Yeah. Chinese Saugus wings.
Chinese kid.
The Chinese. We should go over the list. Did you see Uber Eats put out the list of the most popular delivered food items in the United States?
Yes.
We're not a healthy country.
No, we're not.
We are not, especially during a quarantine. We should go over that at some point. All right. Coming up, we will get to the dumbest of the day in about 10 or 15 minutes here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
I want local governments to enforce the social distancing rules. The local governments are charged with enforcement. I want them to enforce them. And I want to be, frankly, more aggressive on the enforcement because all the anecdotal evidence is people are violating it at a higher rate than before. So we're going to increase the potential maximum fine from $500 to $1,000. But it's not really about the fine. Nobody wants the money. We want the compliance. We are serious.
Governor Cuomo, or as Ken calls him, President Cuomo, doubling the fine if you are not socially distant to $1,000. Nobody has the money. Nobody will have the money to pay for it. Nobody has the money to pay for it.
Well, you get your $1,200, so you have $200 left after you pay your fine.
That's right, when you get your stimulus check. Those will be arriving soon. Don't worry.
Don't worry about
They're coming soon.
Keep checking your mailbox.
This is Ben. Hello, Ben.
Yeah, I went to a market basket in Southern New Hampshire yesterday, and I got there at around 7 a.m. There was probably 50 to 60 people outside because they're only letting a certain amount of people in. Most of them had masks, and I can tell you one thing. If you get within, like, 15 feet of people, they look like they want to shoot you.
Yes, they do.
Yes, yeah. That is, yes. Although there are some people who have no respect whatsoever when it comes to being, if you're, there are people who are very, very respectful, and then there are people who just, whether they're on a bicycle or they're on a run or something, they need to go. They'll jam themselves right between two or three people that are walking, and they have zero respect for droplet distribution. Or whatever.
Joggers like
yeah,
yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think that. You know, we talked, if you're just joining us, we were talking about some who are asking that the grocery stores be shut down and they go to a mandated delivery type system so that nobody is able to interact with anybody else at a grocery store. There have been, sadly, several grocery store employees who have passed away from COVID-19. And that, I believe, is what is leading this movement by some. It's like they wanted the liquor. Last week we talked about how they wanted the liquor store shut down because people are drinking too much.
They're going to be an alcoholic.
Yes, but I think that you have to give people the opportunity to go get food for their family.
If you don't scare the people, right? If you're not a fear monger and you don't scare people, they don't have to go to the grocery store every single day. Like, people are going to the reason why a lot of these grocery stores, it seems like they're packed, is because people are going every couple of days because they feel like, I got to get this, I got to get that, I'm going to run out of this, I'm going to run out of that.
Well, is it that, or are they going to just get out of the house and to do something, and that's the only thing that you can do?
Right.
Well, you can go out and walk around.
Yeah, but some people want to get in the car and drive to a place, get out, go do a thing. It's not enough for some people to just walk around the block.
And why is it that our government or our citizens are concerned about people becoming an alcoholic because they're at home drinking all the time and not concerned about how we're all going to be morbidly obese from what we're eating? Maybe we should stop having French fries every day. Like, I don't know. It's very odd to me that that's what people concern themselves with.
Listen, speak for yourself. Wait till you hear my food journal. Completely different
yesterday
than it was over the weekend.
Yeah.
Completely different. Yeah. This is Orlando from New Hampshire. What's up, Orlando?
Hey, Greg. How are you doing this morning?
How are you? Are you working? Are you going to work or staying at home? What's your situation?
No, I work overnight. What I wanted to talk about is that I see, before I leave out and go to work at night, I look at the news, and I see all these, the people on the news got their hair done and all did up and everything. And I think that's a self-esteem issue. And I don't know why they got their own the barber shops and the salons closed, for something like that. It makes you feel good.
So you're upset.
You know what I mean?
So are you upset that the newscasters have had their hair cut? Is that what you're or you believe everybody? You think that from a self-esteem perspective, they ought to open up all the barber shops and the hair salons? Is that what you're saying?
I think they should and make people feel good. Yes, I do.
I mean, I kind of like it. Like, I haven't shaved in weeks. I haven't.
Is the hair above your top lip curling into your mouth yet?
Yeah, it is.
It looked like it might have been in that picture yesterday.
I get food all over my beard.
If they're tripping about grocery stores, can you imagine if salons or barbershop?
You can't do it.
Yeah, they would be.
You can't do it.
The fear mongers would be like, oh my God, my neighbor got a haircut. Now he's got corona and he coughed and the particles flew into my backyard.
The caller did make a good point about normalcy and self-esteem. Like, this time of being shut in and the economic uncertainty is so hard for a lot of people just from a mental health standpoint. And then you take away the element that makes you feel good and look good when it comes to, beauty services and things like that. And, some people are complaining online like, oh, I can't believe, my roots are showing. I look haggard. I look terrible. And people are like, it could be worse. You could be dying. You could be sick. It's like, the person is not there. Obviously, they're probably very grateful that they're not sick with COVID and they don't have any sick family members. But like, don't shame people for wanting some normalcy in their lives. It's a mental health thing.
Have you resorted to some kind of a life hack when it comes to your lips?
No, because I very rarely got that done anyway. So
your lips must be normal size.
Ice cubes. She put some.
They
ice
have
cubes
been for
on.
A while.
Puts ice cubes on them overnight.
I use the Kylie Jenner. I use my vat instead of using the Flobee for the haircut. I use it to suck on my lips, and then it makes them plump for like an hour.
Danielle punches herself in her face.
I do.
So that her lips swell up so that they're normal size.
Yeah. The shot glass over the lips. Don't they have like a shot glass thing? When you put
it's like the Kylie Jenner thing.
But they should have like the beaches open to a certain extent where, you know, people could go out and, you know, walk, and they got the parks open. And I've seen like when people are out and they are walking and they are, I haven't seen like giant gatherings of people. I just see, you know, it seems like whether they're families or maybe they're, you know, a couple friends walking their dogs. It seems like that's what they're doing. I know there's the house parties and everything, but even when I'm seeing people out, it's like they're 20 deep.
Yeah.
I saw the most depressing thing yesterday. There was three kids dribbling the basketball because the nets are gone, yeah. And they've covered up the baskets, so you can't even shoot, so they were just standing there dribbling.
Getting their handles right.
Hello, Eric.
Yes.
What's up, Eric?
I just wanted to ask you guys what you think about this possibly becoming an abuse of power. In the beginning, it was about flattening the curve. But now that we're seeing in New York that deaths go down and hospitalizations for a few days, the governor is getting up with his rhetoric. And even in California, as there's clearly no crisis, they're saying snitch on your neighbor. I feel like they're moving the goalposts, and they're going to be continuously coming up with new reasons to not let us back to our normal lives, and in fact, maybe get worse.
Well, I mean, that's what some people are concerned about. And so, I mean, you had Fauci last night at the briefing saying it's possible that we never get back to what I'm paraphrasing here, so don't get your panties in a bunch, but we never get back to what life was like pre-corona.
Right.
And so,
forever.
That this may be our new normal.
Until it is gone. Until it has been eradicated.
Right. We don't know when that is.
Right. So, I mean, if you're the mayor of Los Angeles and you are rewarding people for narking others out when it comes to the stay at home order, that seems a little intense to me.
LACity.org/business violation. You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
Are you supposed to make a citizen's arrest?
Yes.
And
you pin the person to the ground.
From 6 feet away.
Yeah, well, let me just pull out my camera before you do that so I can put it on WorldStar.
All right. What is happening that our elected officials are joyful in talking about rewarding people for ratting on their neighbors?
What is happening? New York had 600 people die yesterday, 594. I mean, what is happening? Obviously, there's extreme things happening.
But don't we know from all like the experts that tell us, right, in this case here, how much more deadly this is than the flu and this, that, and the other?
Sure.
Don't we know that it's, you know, and you hate to see people pass away, but don't we know like there's gonna be casualties, right?
Yes.
So we know that's gonna happen. One person is one person too many, but unfortunately, you know, when you have a serious pandemic like this, you're going to lose lives. But you got 10 million people that have applied for unemployment, right?
The estimate is that there may be 17 million people currently who have lost their jobs. That is the most in the history of the United States of America.
Right.
17 million people out of work.
And when do we get to the point where we go, okay, you know, I don't think we can really get our hand on it because it's like really fluid, this whole situation. But we know, when do we get
that's to the another phrase too. Can we stop saying it's fluid?
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
We got to add that to the new normal and
interesting times.
Interesting times.
Yes. Oh, how about this? This situation is changing every day. Is that on the list?
Can we stop saying that this is what the universe wanted?
Oh.
Can we please stop saying the universe wanted to slow us all down and us to appreciate
I think it really puts things in perspective.
Please.
But when do we get to the
point, Greg, where we go, okay, we got to reopen the world, and we know that there are steps that we're going to have to take. If you're feeling sick, you might have to separate yourself from your loved ones for 2 weeks. You can't see somebody if they're older. Like, when do we get back to the point and going, okay, you know, if I'm an older person, maybe I don't want to go around a lot of a gathering of a lot of people, you know, until when do we get to that point?
I think we're heading toward the Laird plan.
Thank which, you.
And you know, the CDC yesterday rolled out the antibody test, and they can now test.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the antibodies, then theoretically, maybe you'll be on a list and you'll be able to go back to doing whatever you used to do. If you're not, if you don't have the antibodies, then you're going to be a lesser class of citizen, and you're not going to be allowed to do anything.
But we need strict punishment if you don't have the antibodies and you sneak back to work, right? And you catch that guy.
Oh, no. Well, you're going to narc him out.
Of course.
You don't have to worry about that. Have you called the police on anybody yet?
Not yet, but I don't leave my house.
You have it? Okay. All right. Well, Wiggy is here. It is a Tuesday, if you forgot what day it is, and we got to get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Well, there were a lot of dumb things said yesterday around this country. However, we have determined that the following was the dumbest, Curtis.
Well, we stay in the great state of Ohio for back-to-back dumbest of the days. Yesterday was a woman with Jesus's blood all over her leaving church. And today we go to Rashawn Davis, who was in Cincinnati last night live streaming a large get-together.
How many people? Like 30, 50?
There was
like,
over 50 people.
Oh, there were.
Yes.
And he was live streaming it.
He was live streaming it, saying, we don't give a bleep about this coronavirus.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's how we're doing in my city, man. We don't give a f- about the coronavirus. That's how we celebrate our coronavirus. You got 1,400 people watching you right now.
I'm you heard with it. You if you ain't heard with it, you dare with it.
This about to hit World Star on everything.
They already said we gotta get put on shutdown because we outside.
We don't give a about that. This is how we celebrate our coronavirus.
Okay. All right.
I could see the nightly news. Oh. People were gathering for a coronavirus party when shots rang out.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Okay.
Ken Laird ratted him out.
Nah, Ken Laird wouldn't be nowhere near that party.
He was live streaming in Cold, Ohio.
Is the dumb part having the gathering or live streaming it? Or is it both?
Or about getting on World Star Hip Hop as a result.
Well, once you get the World Star, that's when you made it. You know?
Well, I cannot endorse that. That is what an idiot. What an idiot.
Yo, we out here partying right now.
Sound like they had a DJ. Did they have a DJ on the site?
Yes.
What song was that week?
It's called the Corona Block Party. I'm gonna name my baby Corona.
Ridiculous.
I saw somebody name their kid COVID.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show yesterday. There were twins in India. One was Corona, one's named COVID.
It was India, okay. Yeah.
And this gentleman, you'll be shocked to know, Greg, has a lot of neck tats.
Oh, he does.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, really?
All right.
You profiling him because of the tattoos?
Curtis loves neck tats on doctors.
I think I saw a story yesterday that they had. It was also in Ohio. They had some kind of a Corona parade or something like that.
What?
Can you Google that, Danielle?
Sounds like fake news.
Is that the Onion?
We want to.
No, I'm serious.
We celebrate the Rona.
Are there a bunch of people that went out and
Rona 2020?
Like decorated their vehicles or something like that. And,
oh my God! And then, they had one yesterday in Stafford. I don't know where that is.
Okay, was it Ohio?
I think it's New York.
Yeah, okay. I think it's New York because it's near. That's Illinois.
It's Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay, it was Illinois.
It's Illinois.
So they had a Corona parade.
Now, if you ran past this parade, jogged past this parade, Greg, would you call somebody or would you just turn the other cheek?
I'm not one who spends a lot of time telling on other people, Ken.
Well, as long as they're 6 feet apart.
If other people are going to be idiots, I generally let them be idiots.
That's it.
It's your responsibility to rat them out.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah. All right.
That's their problem.
And in L.A., we could get a secondary income by ratting people out.
They could take the Corona home with them.
Were there floats at this parade, Danielle?
There were flatbeds.
Oh, really? There were?
Yep, flatbed trucks.
Oh, my God.
It was
kind
of like what you wanted the Rogue Parade to be. It's the Corona Convoy is what they're calling
it. There's people lining the street.
You know what? I think it is upstate New York. I don't think it's Illinois.
And they're listening to Dale and Keith. You can see them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a real issue in this country with nudists, apparently, when it comes to the pandemic, and we will get to that news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.